This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, story number two, bringing a slightly different take on our possible economic future. And I should say, apologies in advance for this, but it's a little bit weedy, a little bit technical. It's about the inner workings of the bond market, specifically something called the yield curve. Essentially, it's the difference in interest rates on short-term and long-term government bonds. The way things usually work in a growing economy like we have now is that rates on, say, the 10-year Treasury note are a good deal higher than rates on 2-year notes. The government has to pay you more, give you more interest, in other words, to borrow your money for longer periods of time. Because that's what government debt is, right? The thing is that right now, that gap between the two, the curve, is razor thin. It's almost flat, in fact. Marketplace's Jed Kim explains what's going on.
Everyone loves a trusty indicator of bad times on the way. The yield curve has been a reliable one. It's simple to read. It's got a great track record. John Cochran is a senior fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution.
When the short-term bonds are paying more than the long-term bonds, historically, that has been one of the best signals of an upcoming recession.
The curve hasn't inverted yet, but it's pretty flat. So many are wondering if it's a case of
winter's coming.
But not everyone's going all Game of Thrones. Matthew Luzzetti is a senior economist at Deutsche Bank.
In the current environment, there are reasons to think that the signal that you're getting from it is a bit distorted.
Other macroeconomic indicators matter. Unemployment is really low, and our economy is growing. Why is the curve distorting and long-term rate returns taking a hit?
It is a result of the tremendous amounts of money still pouring in to these bonds from the central banks.
Raghuram Rajan teaches finance at University of Chicago's Booth School of Business. He says Japan and Germany's long-term bonds are at zero or even negative returns. So foreign banks might figure,
well, I can get zero here. I can get around 2.9 in the U.S. Where do I want to be?
Demand has pushed up bond prices, lowering returns. While many eyes will stay fixed on the yield curve, others might be looking over their shoulder at other risks, like, say, a trade war that could tip us into recession. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.